Blog Talk Radio.
Dawa Dawa Lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Israel,
let's get it. We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
But that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet. Say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. For the watchman, God don't want the people. Cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3. They about to come against us. The house is right for the woman, right? Half of the city took a fourth into captivity. And the rest of the Jews with the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see Zion.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James, nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You can see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Isaiah said, the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta see the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in the rain against the queen, yes, America. Revelation 18, and they thought to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gon' see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
We hit the strip, still a bar. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50 verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. We'd like to start off by saying a Hayabash and Mishaya, Barakatam. That's bless you all in the name of the Most High and Christ. And today we have a great, great show for you all. We're welcoming John Boy back to the Lion's Den again to present his latest work for the Most High, Redemption 3. If you don't already have it, you absolutely want to go and get two copies of that Redemption 3 by John Boy. So, Brother Dwayne, are you there?
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. I'm here.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, like I was saying, we have a great show for the folks out there tonight listening. We got Brother John Boy in the Lion's Den once again. He's going to be presenting his latest album for the Most High, which is Redemption 3. Before we get started, as we always do, we're going to go into the book of Revelation to read the seven overcomes, in which were written of in Scripture, to have everybody understand that we must overcome and endure to the end. Before I get started on that, I want to let everybody know that the guest call-in number is 914-338-1759. Once again, that's 914-338-1759 to call in. If it's happening, we're going to overtime. We'll be giving out the overtime number. You can write it down now if you have a pen handy. That number is 754-300-6344, but we'll let you know toward the end of the show if we end up going in the overtime hour. Those who want to continue to be a part of the show, you can call in. So without further ado, I'm going to get into the seven overcomes written in Scripture, in which Christ let us know that there will be rewards for those who are deemed righteous and overcome until the end, starting at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Revelation 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. We'll read that one again. That's Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. I know that. Revelation chapter 3. Hold on 1 second. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Okay, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Sorry, I missed one. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And those are the seven overcomes written of in Revelations. Christ letting you know that if we overcome it to the end and are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father, these things shall be granted unto us. So if we fall down seven times, we must get back up eight. Fall down eight, you got to get up nine. Got to overcome in the door to the end. So.
He speaks. DowntownBeats.com.
Cheer, cheer, yeah, we cheer.
Oh. sticks and stones, but these words will cut them. Now we back to doing what we supposed to. Cause knowing that we Israel is kinda old news. He spilled your armor so they can't pass through. Now my soul metal plated like tap dance shoes. Reward for everything that we earn. So I write my era cause we the era of the return. We got a lot to go, what we started ain't complete. The spirit got me clumsy, drop a track every week. Funny how I always dream but I never sleep. Feel my ancestors' pain instead of right, I'd rather weep. Wisdom teeth. And I don't need to fill in, we call the most father. Cause yeah, we his children. Yeah.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside my co-host and brother, Dwayne. We have a great show for you tonight. We are hosting John Boy once again in the Lion's Den, and he's coming through tonight to present his Redemption 3 for the brothers and sisters in the truth out there. So we got a great, great, great present for you all, bringing the brother John Boy on tonight. The guest call in is 914-338-1759. All right, Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening to you do your thing. Listen to you do your thing. Shabbat shalom. This is Warriors in Christ, like the brother said. I'm Brother Dwayne. That's Brother Yehonathan. We are Warriors in Christ. This is John Boy and the Lions Den again. He bring his Redemption 3. And the brother did the seven overcomes because when we come in this truth, start trying to do the work for the Most High, there's a lot of obstacles going to come our way. And we already know when we hit that water, man, so many demons going to come after us. So, you know, so many different obstacles we got to overcome from. So with that being said, we got to get up and get up and get up, overcome, endure. At Warriors in Christ, we have a mission statement that we stand by, and I'm going to read that mission statement to you when I get to it. Give me a second.
Take your time, brother. You good?
Okay, over here at Warriors in Christ, our mission statement, it is Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahayah, Bahashem, Yeshayah, Wawawaw. Please enjoy the show. That's what we stand on. Unity is a must. If any brother or sister transgress any one of us, we're supposed to forgive the brother or the sister and move forward, because that's what Christ would do. Shalom.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're all a quorum. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharalakum. See, we turned up to the volume of the book, cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, boy,
my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the most high power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshua. And sayonara, get rid into your system where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription, so I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble, so I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go, till a higher by Hashem, Yeshua is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome, got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great, with a higher as my power, and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it, so no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock them over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We play the starring role, but you wanna fit the script. The land on milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Bit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did Yeshua come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Yeshua on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. It's just forecast that we come in like a storm. So we throw the trump and let them know that Yasharala kwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala kwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
Shabbat shalom, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother and my co-host, Brother Dwayne. We have a great show for you tonight. We're hosting John Boy in the Lion's Den again. He'll be presenting his Redemption 3 and letting you know what new projects he's working on for the Most High, higher by Hashem Yeshua. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, let the brother in.
All right. John Boy, we're bringing you in right now. Hold on, let me give you a proper introduction. Shabbat shalom, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom,
all
was good.
Man, I'm trying to stay blessed, man. I'm glad I'm here again.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah. We show a lot of happy, you know, what's good.
Oh, man, you know, same old, same old. Looking forward to this kingdom, you know.
Yeah, no, you working hard to get off on that thing, doing the work, you know what I'm saying, with this great music, you know what I'm saying. So many people out there, you're reaching so many people through the music, and that's a blessing, man. So, you know, we got you 100%, you know, to support you. And it's a lot of people out there that's loving the work you're doing, and we highly, highly, highly recommend a great salutation to you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. All praises to the Father. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, build my resume because I'm, you know, we all working towards one thing, trying to build this kingdom. I'm just trying to do my part, man. So I do appreciate, you know, the love I've been getting. It's fuel added on, you know. So, you know, appreciate it.
Oh yeah. Check this out, man. Check this out. Earlier, we got a message earlier. Put your wife on the phone. Put your wife on the phone. We got a message okay. earlier.
Okay, hold on one second.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Hi. How is everyone?
Everybody good?
Good. We're good.
The Lion's Den. Yeah.
You nervous? Go ahead and drop the message you sent. You know, it's your flow. Do your thing.
Okay. I just wanted to tell John that I love him and I'm proud of him and thank him for being a good role model and father to our children. That's it.
Well, that's cool. That's great. That's great. So the brother deserves it. The brother deserves it.
Yeah, she's shy.
Yeah, we know we put the high beam on her, man. We know. It's cool.
She almost took off running when I handed her phone.
Yeah, she hit us up telling us to tell you that. Oh, we're like, no, you tell her.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She know I love her. Oh, thank you for that. She said she sweats. Yeah, we got to get the high beams off her. She's over here hyperventilating.
Hey, check this out real quick. This song not part of the redemption, but we need you to talk to us about it because this is brother, you know what I'm saying, we got to know through you. And this brother here, we talked to him a lot, just like we talked to you a lot. Like I said, we met the brother through you, some of the work y'all had done did before, the Valley of the Dry Bones. Then y'all came back and did another one. The brother Maverick Braun. So talk to the people a little bit about that. Then we're gonna go into that track.
Oh man, yeah, the brother he hit me up a while back, a couple months ago. You know, he said he wanted to do a track, and it was, you know, about Ezekiel, you know, about the valley. You know, I was all for it, and to see the brother very smart. I came to him a bunch of times. You know, and giving him his props and coming to him for information. The brother, he's highly smart. So, yeah, and his music is good. He got a Shabbat song. I think everybody need to play it every Shabbat. The song is an anthem. It's very good. Like, yeah, when I heard it, I'm like, man. And I can't remember if I heard it after he contacted me or before. But I know I fell in love with that song, man. So every Shabbat I'll be looking for when he posts it. And, yeah, the brother, he's smart and he's talented. So, yeah, he hit me up again. He sent me a beat, and he was like, you know, last time he came up with the concept, he was like, you know, just do your thing on it, and then I'll come on the second verse of the time. So I'm like, okay. He sent me the beat, and I remember me and the wife, we had to go handle some business. And I was in the car listening to the beat, and, you know, and I was just feeling the vibe, man, and then hitting back one night. We was talking about something, and I'm like, you know what, I'm about to go record this real quick, and I'm going to send it back to you. So went and recorded it, came back, same day, he said he dropped his verse 25 minutes, and then he did the video. Oh, yeah, in his video editing skills, y'all need to hit him up if y'all, you know, want some editing skills. And he do, and the brother do, the fringes too, man. I'm telling you, this brother A1. He's one of them brothers, you know, you can go to for just about anything. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, that's my brother, man. Yeah. That's my brother. So he hit me up with this one, you know, and then when I sent it back to him, he was done about 25 minutes, man, and Spirit took it on.
Yeah, you're right, man. for anybody who haven't seen that wood and stone or that dry bones by Brother Maverick Bronze and John Boy, go check that out on YouTube. Give them the information where to see that stuff at, John, because that is great editing work the brother did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think his channel is Mav Bronze. That's MAVBRONZE. I think that's his channel. I'm not completely sure, but I think that's his channel. And or you can go to my channel and check it out too. It's Super Saved. It's a Super Saved 123. And and you can just click into YouTube and just type in Wood and Stone John Boy and Brother Mav. It should pop up that way. Or Valley of Dry Bones or Dry Bones, it should pop up that way. But like I say, my channel is Super Saved 123. You know, it's also on my channel.
Okay, so we finna go into this track, and then we'll be right back with the Redemption 3 with John Boy and the Lion's Den.
Deuteronomy 4:28, and there ye shall serve God, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, that neither see, hear, eat, nor smell.
Let's get that precept, though, Ox, line upon line.
The precept, let's get it. Deuteronomy 28:36, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone.
You praying, but you ain't praying right. You say the game, but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying, but you ain't praying right. You say the game, but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
Your God is this weak. Ahaya is the bully, and your God the little brother of the pipsqueak. You got 1,000 gods, that's past plenty. Your chance is slim, that's if you had any. Your false God will shatter if I stumped it. It'll fall and won't get up if I bumped it. You worship a rock, it ain't diamond or nothing. It ain't even tall enough to go climbing or nothing. Life after death, then you double lost. If you rock a crucifix, you been double crossed. Your pastor took his right lead. All of y'all going nowhere at light speed. You've been cursed for the worst, take a light read. Show them that they Hebrews and they might leave. Jumping up and down, your pastor made you sweat. Been praying for 3 hours, they ain't praised you yet. Father,
you praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
The Most High needed the people for himself. Abram, Isaac, and Jacob chose Israel. And though you tried to rebate, you ain't did well. With all them objects, you make you serve a bank. Yeah, the book. We brought that Exodus 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have no other God before me. As you cross the line of scrimmage, dealing with the graven image, it is detrimental to the spirit feeling, cause you finna get it. The stone is thrown, tuck it and it's gone. You'll be cast from a higher if you try to be your own man. That wood ain't good. Tell me how you could place something over you that you could shake with your own hands. That same cross that used to hang a stone, that's a long set of stone fire. Learning truth from a liar, love from a hater, war from a coward. That's a brimstone shower, courtesy of God powering the fire.
Step away from the idolatry with your hands up. Good job. Okay now, praise the high.
You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of. That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God. You praying but you ain't praying right. You say the game but you ain't playing right. You worship what our fathers never heard of.
That's why we serve them and they don't serve us. You praying but you ain't praying right. You saving game but you ain't playing right. Wood and stone ain't saving my life. Cause my power is greater than your God.
Yeah, offer not your knockout God, Cindy Moore, Sam Jacob, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, thy power is one. Or in the Hebrew, Shema Yasha Allah Ahaya Allahaya Noah Ahaya Aga.
All right, we're back tuned in to the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan speaking to you alongside with the Brother Dwayne. And we have John Boy and the Lions Den once again bringing to you Redemption 3. That was John Boy and the Brother Maverick Bronze bringing you Wood and Stone. So.
Yo, John.
Yeah.
That first song, Children, man, talk to us about that.
Oh, man. That's another brother. Now, the second guy who went on there, I'm not too familiar with his music, but the first guy, Polo, man, y'all got to go check out his channel, too. I posted up a couple of his songs, too. That brother nice, too. His channel, I think, is Polo Co. That's what I think it is. These brothers got to forgive me for tapping up their YouTube, man. But I think it is Polo, Polo Co. And, I mean, if you type in Polo Cole, a lot of his music will pop up, too, man. I'd be jamming to that. But one morning, you know, I was just chilling out, just getting some work, getting the word in, and I went on his channel. And seeing a new song he had posted up, I was up for about two more extra hours listening to that one song. And, yeah, Brother Nice, man. So, yeah, check him out when y'all get a chance. You know, just type in Polo Cole. He should pop up. But, yeah, he hit me up. He hit me up a while back. He said he wanted to do a song, and, you know, Spirit led us to it, so it was done.
Actually, I seen that video. That's a good video.
Oh, yeah, look, that's another brother. Hey, look, hey, our ox is talented, man. That's another brother who get it in on the video editing side, man. These brothers is nice. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a key video because they're actually showing black people going through the water in the Exodus.
Oh, yeah. He was tripping out him when I first saw it. I'm like, man. Yeah, man. He's a great artist, man. Great artist.
Yeah, no Charles and Heston, y'all. No Charles and Heston. He was Israelites had a color to him, so no Charles and Heston walked through the Red Sea. So.
Right.
Hey, John, talk to us about this song, man, Emotional.
Oh, man. You know, one day, you know, I was just sitting back, man, and I know a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, we dealing with the scripture where, you know, you're supposed to deal with emotion. You know, we understand that. But you cannot help the fact sometimes how you feel and how you deal with people. You know, I got people and family that's still in the streets, you know, and I can't even bring this information to them. And it tears you up at the end of the day. Because these people, you know, you grew up with them, you love them, but, you know, you try to bring it to them. They ain't trying to hear it, and then you try not to get emotional, but you can't help it. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
Right, because it's a powerful song, man. John Boy, Emotional, in the Lion's Den.
From the ruins to the kingdom.
Okay. NewYorkBangers.com.
How I'm supposed to feel when our people being killed? We wounded in the hearts and our soul won't heal. We scream bloody murder, but our soul won't hear. We all cried out, if we tried we couldn't tear. We lose our mind and the spirits take control. But it's parts in the hood, even demons don't go. You can smell baby milk every time he throw up. Twist his fingers up for them gangs then he throw up. So when I pull up, I'm like, know what? Y'all the Hebrews, they like, so what? What that mean to a brother who got no luck? A baby at 16 forced to grow up. Mom needed help and pops never showed up. So you gon' hold that Bible to your heart till it slow up. I'ma hold these rocks till the cops decide to show up. What else I can do but sympathize? Never seen a man cry till he died inside. So yeah, I'm emotional. So yeah, I'm emotional.
Contact sales@newhopebangers.com for the tagless version today.
Tried to go to church, tried to get the word. Couldn't leave the streets, now you dead up on the curb. Try to bring them truth, but they don't want to be bothered. How you supposed to tell them they got favor with the Father? You can risk your life trying to show them something. Truth is they might die, never knowing nothing. We in a sad place. This word tastes good, but it leave a bad taste. We in a rat race, chasing what we can never get. And what we need to chase became irrelevant. They can slow me up a lot, but I won't stop. My road to redemption got some roadblocks. So yeah, I'm emotional. Of course I'm emotional. Why wouldn't I be emotional? I'm emotional. Yeah, I'm emotional.
NewYorkBangers.com.
All right, we're back tuned into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, hosting Brother John Boy. Once again, bringing to you Redemption 3. Brother Dwayne, take it over.
Yeah, talk to us some more about that, because that's a very powerful song. Trust me, I feel you. That's one of the things. That's how I end up, you know what I'm saying? I had to figure out some type of way to holler at this brother, because me and this brother was in the world together. Me and this brother had known each other, you know what I'm saying, before we came into the understanding together. So when I got the understanding, I was like, man, I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got to holler at this brother, you know what I'm saying, I got to take this to this brother, man, you know. So that I understand that song, Emotional. Give some more insight on that, man.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just, you know, and I know we all tried it, like you just explained. You know, we all try to come to our partners, our family, and try to explain to them that it's something greater than this. And it's hard to really explain to a person that it's something greater when they ain't never seen nothing even remotely great happening anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of play on your feelings and everything when you try to really, you coming from the heart. You trying to explain to them, like, this is it right here. This is what we got to focus on. And they focus is, okay, I hear what you're saying, but who going to feed my baby right now? Who going to pay these bills right now? You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to really deal with them from that aspect. It's like, okay, you got to look for the kingdom first. You know what I mean? You can bring all the scriptures you want to them and show them, like, this is what your focus got to be first. And everything else gonna come into play. He gonna take care of everything else. But they like, look, you know, they like, look, I gotta handle this. When I'm done with this, then I come talk to you. And it's a sad thing because you know the end result. That's where it come in at. You watching your family, they just basically vanishing before your eyes, and it's a sad thing, man.
Right, man. Right. That's what's up right there, man. That's what's up, man. So let's see how we're gonna do this tonight. Man, you got so much stuff. We ain't even in redemption yet, man.
Right.
You got so much stuff. Let's see what we're gonna do. Let's see. Okay. Talk to us about Wandering Star.
Oh yeah. Well, a while back, you know, I got some binoculars from my auntie. They was moving out their house. They've been in this house for since I was a baby, man, and they fell on some hard times, so they was giving out all their stuff, and they had some high-tech binoculars. I wish it was a telescope, but I'll take what I can get. So, you know, at night, my bed is by the window. You know, I can lay down and look out the window and just look up at the sky. And I always been fascinated with just outer space, just growing up. So, you know, a couple months back, man, I took the binoculars and was staring out of space and just tripping on, like, how can somebody say it ain't the Most High, it ain't a God? I'm looking at this stuff out here like this, even if you was an atheist. You know what I'm saying? You was an atheist. You took anything and just looked up by the space. You're like, okay, it got to be something greater than what I'm believing in. You know what I'm saying? So I did that a couple of times, and I stumbled on some stars falling. And I remember back, I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was about 2002 or 2003, it was a blackout. And this was before I was in the truth. And we caught a bunch of falling stars. You know, and I used to sit back and I was just tripping like, I wonder why the stars is falling. Now I understand now, but the song was supposed to have been around, you know, taking place at that time. Like, okay, why are they falling? You know, I used to be like tripping like that. That's crazy to see this stuff falling. So that song is pertaining to that period of time, you know, and then I relate it to now. But we get it, man. That's what it basically was, is tripping on the sky, man, out of space.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So you look what they call you're looking at the fallen angel. You're looking at the angel. Okay. So that's what's up. So we finna go on the Wandering Stars. Now we're in the Redemption 3, John Boy.
Redemption, part 3, Eye of Fire.
Up at night I wonder, looking at the stars and I wonder. Up at night I wonder, and I really used to wonder why.
Pepper on that carton, stay by that phone, waiting on my calling. Not a gambler, but for truth, I put it all in. Used to wonder about them wandering stars and wonder why they was falling. Never would I guess this is how I end up. When they raise the bar, I just do some 10 ups. Got 10 toes down, but my fingers, I got 10 up. Yeah, I bet the stars wonder what I'm up to. A frown is just a smile with nothing to look up to. When they say what's up, I say everything I wanna run to. Life ain't a game, too much fun, we'll just dumb you. They finished, I would've been done too, but this part 3. Yeah.
Up at night I wonder, looking at the stars and I wonder. Up at night I wonder, and I really used to wonder about the wondering one. Up at night I wonder, looking at some stars and I wonder. Up at night I wonder, and I really used to wonder about the wondering one.
Looking out my window with them binoculars, they might slow us down, but it ain't no stopping us. Give you that big picture, and it ain't no cropping us. No man shall buy you, so ain't no one shopping us. I call it like I see it, hoping wisdom picked up. When she did, I asked what a kingdom was. She said a kingdom always been in us. So that's why everywhere we go, and every soil we touch, a kingdom always grow. Now it's very clear, at first I didn't know.
We can't get any less, but it's impossible to get more. My drive to succeed took a turn off that road. This redeem us part three, but it feel like part four.
Up at night I wonder, looking at the stars and I wonder. Up at night I wonder, and I really used to wonder about the wondering ones. Up at night I wonder, looking at some stars and I wonder. Up at night I wonder, and I really used to wonder about the wondering ones.
Right, we're back tuned in to the Lions Den. This is Brother Yohanathan, alongside with the Brother Dwayne, and we have special guest Hebrew Israelite All-Star John Boy in the den with us tonight. That was just Wandering Stars from the Redemption 3, and if you don't have that, go and get you about two or three copies. I recommend that highly. Go ahead, Brother Dwayne. Matter of fact, I got a story to tell you too, brother. When I had done went on to get the Redemption 3, it was giving me a problem, man, and I couldn't order it off of, Reverb, I believe you had it on?
Yeah.
I couldn't order it, it was giving me a problem, man, but after, like, the third try, I had done went through, and when I had done looked at my little card slip, man, I got three copies, man, before I knew it, but it was a blessing, brother, because, you know. Yeah, all good, though.
Well, see, I don't want that. I don't want people to be over swiping, man. So yeah, if it don't go through the first time, just hit me up, man, and then I'll ship it to you. That way, you know, if it charge you, you know, you only getting charged for that one, you know. So if it don't go through, because I know my brother Sam said the same thing happened to him, and I was like, if you're on your phone, sometimes it won't work, right? So because I remember another sister hit me up and said it happened to her. So I'm like, you know, so if it happened, you know, to let everybody know, just hit me up on Facebook or YouTube or wherever. Say you went through with the transaction or whatever, and it ain't pop up, and I send it to you. That way, you ain't double swiping. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want that because that's the worst thing that happened to somebody. You know, look up at the card and then you know did extra to it.
Nah, but I ain't even look at it like that, man. I figured that for the cheat rate it was going for. Theory, I just felt that it was supposed to happen like that. Personally, I ain't even sweat it. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, the album is on fire, brother. So if anybody out there don't have it, Redemption 3, John Boy and the Lions, then we playing it right now for you. And I'm pretty sure after this show, you will go and get about two or three copies anyway. So that's what's up.
It's all to the good. It's all to the good. All these artists out there, they're talking about nothing. You know,
it's
worth
exactly.
it. So.
Exactly. That's my point. It's worth it, brother. You're good.
Well, definitely. So give a special delivery. Talk to us about that.
Oh, you know, that's just basically a shout out to the people, man. Just trying to show my appreciation, man. Something to jam out to.
Oh, okay. Special delivery. So check this out. We're going to go on a special delivery. I told you last night I wasn't going to surprise you, man. So warm up, man. After this track, we going in with a freestyle. We ain't going to tell you the beat, but you know what I'm saying? I told you I wasn't going to surprise you at all. So I'm telling you early, after this track, you'll be ready to go in.
All right.
Go
go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I love them.
Ezekiel 37. Them zombies got a few hordes on me. I cut every limb off. I keep that walking dead sword on me. Now you on my ship. The SS we roll that make you plank on this plank. Then kick you off in the ocean. I know the future and you ain't in it. Cause of your false notion. It been prophesied. You can keep your lies. Now I got my book open. This ain't where you wanna be. You out of place, my lot. Survival of the fittest. And you out of shape, my op. By the time you fall short, we be long gone. Yasharala, we go hard. Everywhere you go wrong. Not cause of no rapture. If you can't find me, being patient, putting on weight. That W-A-I-T. Wow.
Special delivery to special people. 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 Special delivery to special people.
Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I love
them. Special delivery to special people. Special delivery to special people. Special delivery to special people. Special delivery.
We outta here, we outta here, you outta time. We gon' celebrate into the kingdom, one out of one. Kicking it with my people, no stressing, no stressing. Feeling overwhelmed, full of blessings, them blessings. Don't mistake me for no Christian, we don't deal with pagan religion. Psalms 96. Get a father a new song. Tell my people I love them. It's what I want on my tombstone. But I'm trying to endure. Endure to my new home. Put on the beat and let my Hebrews dance to it. Put on the beat and let my Hebrews dance to it. Put on the beat and let my Hebrews dance to it. Put on the beat and let my Hebrews dance to it.
Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Go deliver this message. Tell my people I love them. Tell my people I love them.
Tell them.
Shabbat Shalom. We're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. This is Warriors in Christ. I'm the host, Brother Jonathan, alongside my co-host and brother in Christ, Dwayne, and also my other brother in Christ, John Boy, and with he's bringing forth his Redemption 3, letting you all know to go and get that and wake up to the music of the truth. Brother Dwayne, go ahead. Take it over.
Okay, Brother John Boy, you ready over there, brother in Christ? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm gonna be.
Okay, we finna take you back in the days when you used to shake them dreads. Okay, we finna take you back in them days, Crown Mall. You ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay. I'm just gonna go right in, alright. Look, your truth ain't the truth that you long for. I grab some new skin, then I tie him in. You wanna die safe, I'm a guest, but I feel home. I'm a lion in the lion's den. I came in for my people. You royalty, if y'all see. You do this like every day. You come out with the Bible, that's what we do. You're a touchy feet. Open wounds, Yasharala, coming soon.
is what I do on the mic for the most high. Okay. Look, I guess I'ma keep it rolling. Look, I guess I'ma keep it going. The cow did it first, that boy is true. And I'm becoming harder up the boot. This is what we do. Shout out to my team. Oh man, I'm done, man.
Hey, that's great.
What's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I got a text, man, from Dawada. He's saying that he ain't holler at you in a minute, John Boy. He trying to holler at you.
Let me come through, man. Top it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out where he at in the queue. You see him, Dwayne?
That's 401.
401? Okay, hold on 1 second. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm tripping. Hey, let me bring you in, Brother Dawada. One moment. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom, bro. What's going on, fam?
Yeah, you already know, man. High holy day. We just, you know, doing, keeping the Hebrew.
Yeah, man, you know, Shalom, Yohanathan, Dwayne, John Boy, what's going on, Phil?
What's up? What's up, man? I'm trying to get in touch with you, man. You know my phone number, man, so I'll try to tell you if you got a Skype, man. You can get in on the Skype, man, so trying to stay connected.
Yeah, man, I was supposed to have did that, man, with Summer Wall and everything, man, but, you know, just, things have been crazy around here, man, but, you know, all praise to the Most High, you know, everything's still, you know, we're still doing what we're doing, we're still pushing for the kingdom, man. I just, you know, I had to, you know, I got the memo late for tonight's show, man. By the time I seen it, I was like, oh, John Boy's on. I was like, oh, man, when I get to the crib, I gotta at least come on in. And I came on with the Wooden Stone, and I had just seen that song today, bro. I just seen a video today. I couldn't stop laughing over that Pastor C walking, man, like.
Hey, man, that's Brother Mav, man. He put that together, man. Look, that I'm telling you, that was a blessing right there, though, for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll pray to the Most High, man. You know, shout out to that brother, too, man. Brother Maverick Bronze, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. But, yo, the tracks is hot, man. Real talk, man. That emotional, man. Yo, man, that's when I called in, man. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, I gotta come out and tell boy real quick because I can't really stay long that night, but I said, at least I got to holler at you, man, because, you know, such a form and all, we ain't been able to talk like that, man, you know?
John Boy, you there?
I think John Boy's
on. Hold on one second, y'all. John Boy, you there? Oh, yeah, his call just dropped. He'll be calling back in. Y'all already know.
That's real, right back. Hey, down.
What's going on, bro?
Check this out, man. We had fun last week, man. We'd like to thank you, man, you know what I'm saying, for coming, dropping by line then, you know what I'm saying? And so since we know you ain't going to be on long tonight, we going to ask you to do a freestyle with John Boy tonight.
John Boy should be back in the queue right now, too.
Yeah.
How long you think you're going to be on?
Well, I mean, I got a couple minutes, man. I got like a good, I'd say like 10 minutes, man, for I got this mother stuff, man.
So it's your call. Do you want us to go on the track, then come back, and y'all go on the freestyle, or go straight in the freestyle? It's your call.
Hey, man, it's John Boy's show, so hey, bro, it's up to him, man. Listen, whatever you want to do, John Boy.
Hey, man, look, it's all on you, man. You feeling it? We can go with it. Hey, grab your cow, too, man. Let's try this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm looking for him. I see him, man. Your cow, if you listen, brother, we need you to call in, man. Where you at? Nah, I don't see the 215. I don't see your cow. I need a text. I'm gonna text him and see if we can get him in there.
Yeah, I'm going to text that brother, too, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that brother going to get on and just take over.
Hey, I got one for y'all too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You already know. Wayne got them stored up for you.
Let's get it, man. Let's start it off. Start it off.
All right, where we at, Wayne? Which one? Where we at? Which one we want?
Get on Puff Daddy, All About the Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. All About the Benjamin.
All right. It's all about the Most High. Yeah. It's all about the Most High. Yeah. It's all about the Most High. I can't lie. I love him with my whole life. Yeah. Me and my wife, praise him. But thank him. He saved us from a life of sin. And he made us his life. So we thank him. Shabbat Shalom. Power out to the nation, Shalom.
Good, after you, man.
I thought one of your brothers was going to come here, man. Come on.
But this is what's up, man. You already know. You already know, man. We just integrating a little something new, man. Praising the Most High.
It's all good, man. I'm feeling it.
Okay. Where you at, Wayne? You there, brother?
Wayne, you there, Dwayne? Oh, hold up.
Oh, no. We lost him. It looked like he's still here, but I can't call it.
Looks like we lost Wayne.
Wayne, where you hiding at? Oh, yeah, he calling in right now. Hold on, bro. Let me bring him in. One moment.
All right.
Yeah, man. What's up, brother? We lost you. You tuned in to the Lions Den.
Yeah, do y'all still do your thing?
We had us started. We waiting on you, huh?
Hey, don't stop the show for me. This John Boy show. Do y'all think?
Yeah.
Oh, we were waiting for you to come through, man. We waited for you, man. You disappeared on them.
No, it kicked me out, man. I heard a whole bunch of dial tones, man. It kicked me out, so I had to call John line to get back in the bin.
Oh, okay. We here, brother.
So where y'all at with it? Y'all good or... Y'all ready to move on, however, well, whatever, because it's your show, John Boy.
Hey, man, if y'all want to drop some bars, man, we can do that. Y'all, I want to hear what y'all brothers got. I've been waiting.
Oh, I can't read no more scriptures.
Yeah, man. There ain't no pressure, man. I got to get on there. I'll get on there.
Oh, you go, my
boy. Make it easier. I'll get on there. Do my little thing.
There you go.
Straight up. Let's get into another track off of the Redemption real quick. Let me see, one of my favorites. I like Powerless. We're gonna get into Powerless. Speak on that after we play that track, John Boy, for me.
Yeah. powerful in a powerless environment. Powerful in a powerless environment.
What more can I do but pray for my bruise? Sick of building for evil, I put good use in my tools. Never slept when I found out I was lied to. Now watch the sun rise and set like it's my job to. No longer are we lost, but guilty what they find you. Could run 400 laps on the track, but don't have time to. If this is all you want, then they gon' try to rob you. But this is all I want, all I want. Now come try to put on a chill beat to reminisce and ride to. But all that reminiscing just gave me a beat to side to. Powerful in a powerless environment, and I'ma do the work to the kingdom, bring retirement.
Shalom, shalom.
Okay, okay, we all here. John Boy, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, John Boy, gonna speak on that powerless.
Oh, you know, the way I picture that song, like if I could do a video for it, you know, this is how I would sum it up best. You know, if I could do a video for it, it would be just a brother. He necessarily don't have to even know that he is real. But don't understand all the power he got. You know what I'm saying? He's walking around on a whole planet that's made of kryptonite. So this guy don't even know he's Superman walking on a planet for a kryptonite. We know kryptonite around Superman, it take away his power. So that's how I visualize, you know, this concept for this song is a brother walking around on the planet. I don't know, he got all the power in the world, in the universe, and he can't even do nothing because of our environment. It's kryptonite to us. So that's basically what that is about.
Okay. That's what's up right there. Holler at us about rainy days.
Oh man, this is one of my favorites too, man. It's just a song about, you know, you're trying to escape. Basically, like, you know, going along with the song Powerless, but trying to escape now. Now you realize, okay, that I know I'm powerful now. But now how do I escape this? Now, you know, you're just sitting there pondering and just wishing that you could just get away from all the madness.
Oh, okay.
John, born the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ. Doubt I love you. Also in the Lion's Den. Came by to holler at John Boy. Rainy days.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, because I can't redeem myself.
Tell me why everything feels the same. Got a million questions that I can't explain. And I think they like me feeling this way. I wish I could fly my favorite
this. On the crash course, trying to avoid a bunch of weird ifs. Never burn the bridge, cause it would take its toll. Miss my turn on memory lane, ended on remember road. I could see the credits rolling, trying to hold on to my past. Got my hands swollen, you cold hearted, and everything around you frozen. Beggars can't be choosers, but I feel chosen. He know our poverty, but he say we loaded. I always felt it, but I'd be lying if I said I known it. If the old ways don't fit, then you outgrown it. I need some advice, those 2 cents, if you care to loan it. Windy days make tornadoes, make stones. Try to hide from the sky and get your cover blown. We bring clues to the people who are clueless. This Bible is the truth, we trying to prove it. Paper plane.
I can fly my paper plane.
tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors of Christ. Got John Boy in the Lions Den bringing you Redemption 3. And that was Rainy Days from the album, Redemption 3.
Okay, piggybacking with that, I like to shoot a super shout-out to Riri MC. On, she, her name on the Facebook is Riri MC. She do the custom belts, the Bible covers. The sister do great work, those Bible covers. You know what I'm saying? You just come up with a thought process of what you want, and that sister's going to put that together. Beautiful, nice-looking Bible cover. So super shout-out to that sister. And hopefully we can get her on the show so she could speak more on what she got going on. But I'm sending out a super shout-out to that sister and the beautiful, nice Bible cover that I received from the sister. So the sister had great work. And, yes, we're going to have some Warriors in Christ Bible covers coming to you soon. We're going to be hollering at you. We need us some Warriors in Christ Bible covers. So, John Boy, what's good?
Oh, man, yeah, I know.
I want to ask you a question, and I got to just ask you a question. Do you think the man landed on the moon?
Did a man land on the moon?
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't think that America. See, when it comes to scripture, it tell you once they set their nest above the stars when you're going to bring them down. So I believe they went out there. I don't think they went as far as the moon, but they probably want everybody to think they did, you know. But I don't know. It's kind of sketchy, but you never know.
You know why I asked that? Because we're gonna go on the red moon. But when I seen the word moon, I had to ask you that because they couldn't have landed on the moon because the moon ain't number light. How could they get up when they show? You know how when they show they walking on the moon? Why they lit up? What a lot.
Right.
They jumping up and down on, man, the moon. You go outside and look. Everybody go outside and look now. You're going to see number light. These people ain't landing on the moon, man.
Right. So, hey, look, that's a good point. I'm going to cut you off. What they try to say is, and that's why when they get on there, that's why you can't see the stars in the background because the moon's so bright. But y'all, if y'all like you say, it's too that moon too bright. It light up my backyard. We know how far that moon is. My backyard be lit up because of the moon. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I never look at it like that. Even though it's common sense, you never really, you know what I'm saying, look at it like that. Hey, that's a good point.
Wow, man.
Think about the light on the police car. That little light when they flash that in your car, they lit. They light the whole car. They see everything. These people trying to fly up in all that light, they're going to get blinded, man. They ain't land on no moon. Israel, we are not fools. We are Hebrews, and we know this is our earth. And the Most High said in Jeremiah 10, he said, somebody help me out. Jeremiah 10.
Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
Right.
Exactly. So we, y'all Gentiles, y'all can't fool us no more. We Hebrews know who we is, and we know y'all ain't land on the moon, you know. So with that, red moon.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. Three. I let my hair grow long and let it dread up. I ain't eating, but I'm fed up. The Father put the pressure on us, just pray that he let up. We still hope he love us and put no one above us. Cause if we ain't got the Father, the whole world can crush us. Can't wait till the day we go back when no one can touch us. They gon' dread the day the sky become the darkest place. And I'm about his business, but I don't need no office space.
We just gotta earn
when the sun turn dark and the moon turn red. That's the day they gon' dread. When the sun turn dark and the moon turn red.
Jonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne, we have John Boy and the Lions Den bringing forth to you Redemption 3. If you don't have it, absolutely need to go and get a copy or two. The guest call-in number is 914-338-1759, and that was Red Moon off of Redemption 3. Brother Dwayne, take it away.
Okay. Let's go and pray real fast, and then the brother's going to speak on prayer when we come back.
Okay.
Pray.
If not, then suit yourself. Yeah, we in poverty, but we rich and y'all losing wealth. And if you heard that I pulled up, it wasn't cause of no loose belt. And I bring truth, it's with me. Wisdom too, cause she with me. Always felt out of place, cause that sin life didn't fit me. The book say we gon' win, but evil try to trick me. And we can flip a coin, but my chance is greater than 50.
I'm praying all night and all day, right before I sleep and right after I wake. I'm praying all night and all day, I pray before I sleep, I pray after I wake, cause all I do is pray.
Tuned into the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We have a great show for you tonight. If you're just checking in, the guest call in is 914-338-1759. We have John Boy in the Lions Den again, bringing forth to you Redemption 3. That's where we at on the Shabbat. All right.
Hey, speak on that, John. Speak on that, John Boy, because I got something to say after that. Speak on that.
Well, that one, you know, it really explains itself. You know, we just, you got to pray. You got to always speak to the Most High. You know, not just, really, most of the time, you got to make sure what you're doing is right. Well, me personally, you know, so I'm always praying. I'm like, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Sometimes I think we get so caught up in thinking we got everything together, and that may not be the case. You know what I'm saying? We get too much pride going, and we forget to humble ourselves and be like, you know, is this right? Because I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So me personally, that's what I pray for a lot, is to make sure I'm on the right path and what I'm doing is right. Because even though it may sound 100% right, you feel it in your heart, still pray on it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no what a harm gonna come in praying. So that's basically what that's about right there.
Man, that's a great edification on that, because reason being, I was telling you one time about a week ago, I was like, man, I don't pray as much as I'm supposed to. I need to focus on praying more, way more. I can get in the scriptures, I read these scriptures, and I go through the scriptures, and I'm able to do so many things pertaining to the truth. But when it comes to praying, I don't pray as much as I'm supposed to pray. So that's a great song. That's a great insight from what you just gave me. And that's beautiful, brother. So hearing that from you, hearing the song and understanding, I already spoke to the brother about it already. That's the Most High giving me confirmation I need to pray more.
Yeah, most definitely. And that song there, man, that one hit hard too, boy. Man, that song be thumping. That's a good track, man. Greatly appreciate
praise
that.
Most definitely, man. I needed that. So since I got some edification on that from the brethren, I need you to take it in with Nas. Shoot, I made you look.
Freestyle track up.
Oh, it's another freestyle.
Hold on. Let me pause it. Make sure we good over there. Another freestyle, though. Dawood I had to exit it too, man. He gone. He wished that guy speed, though. He had to get up in the morning. He had to do something. He had to leave. So.
I go ahead and start it off. It ain't no pressure, man. I go ahead and get it cracked.
Okay.
All my Hebrews out there, you know what I'm saying? How we do it on the tabs and things. Some of you, I know you thought that I was throwing the plate, but I'm all in. We sipping red wine back in the day and 1-2 begin. But now we on the truth, letting you know. Shout out to the Most High, Father Timmy Shire. Let me know till we die. That's the way we gotta go. I'm in the 954, that's the area code. But Blog Talk Radio, internationally all over the globe. Yes, sir. On the Sabbath day, trying to let you know. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Alright, if you got something I don't got, you need to fill me in. I be on so many hooks, you can reel me in. They made you look, that's the false doctrine. The beat went off a little bit. It's cool. I got a lot.
Hold on,
okay.
I'm gonna start it over. My bad. My bad. I'm trying to make it clear. I'm gonna start it over though. My bad, bro. Start it over. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Alright. They made y'all shake. They made them shook. Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me feel it again. Okay. Alright. The truth ain't over there. So y'all can stay from over there. Come over here with my people. Got to lead them steeple, lead them sheeple, where they be at. If you ain't heard, it's real rap. It's where the truth be. Okay, man. I'm done, man.
It ain't no good. It's all good. Oh, we having
it's
fun. You feel me? Redemption
yeah.
3 and the Warriors.
Yeah,
the dog boy, Warriors in Christ.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man.
So check this. What you said you wanted to?
Nah. I was just going to skim through these tracks because I got so many favorites. But I kind of want to say that RFID, because that one there is dropping that message that's so heavy on them right about 2013 going into 14, boy.
Most definitely, we're going to read Revelation 14, verse 9, before we on RFID. We're going to most definitely. Matter of fact, I tell you what. Talk to us about niggas, and then John, you want to throw in.
Hold on. I think it's Negroes.
Yeah, Negroes. And okay. Have, get the scripture, Revelation 14, verse 9. And we, after this track, after John Boy speak on it, we're going to read Revelation 14, verse 9, then go into RFID.
Okay. You're going to play the track first and let the brother speak on it, or you going to speak on the track now and then play the track?
It's your ask him how you want to do it.
Yeah, John, boy, the track Negro, you want to speak on that now before we play it or what?
Oh, well, I just throw something out. I mean, it's basically just, you know, this track was trying to, you know, usually with the music, man, I'm going to make it real quick. Usually with the music, you know, when I started doing it, I did it more pertaining to the people who was already in the truth. To try to keep us focused, because we know Matthew, I think it's 15. Let me make sure. Matthew 12, 44, around, you know, where it talks about, you know, coming into the truth, and then you get the spirit inside of you, then they come back sevenfold. You know what I'm saying? So we in the battle start once we get in this truth. So that's what, when I started the music, that's what I wanted to do. Hit on first, Taurus was the people already in the truth to keep us focused, you know, and so happened. A lot of brothers and sisters been telling me, like, yeah, my cousin or so-and-so hear it, and you know, they want to hear more or whatever the case is, but, you know, my aim was towards the people that's already in the truth, because we know that battle is a tougher battle once you get in, and
right.
So with the Negro song, it's really towards people who are really not in the truth. I try to give them little tidbits of information and stuff like that, and so that's what that song was about, more towards people who are really not in the truth.
Okay. Negro.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself, praying, 'cause I can't redeem myself. Three. We make it through the ages. When the judge throw the book, we just read through the pages. We get the maximum of pounds, but the minimum of wages. They beat us on the ships, then they whipped us when they slaved us. Psalms 82, we gods, how they break us. They say we can't do anything if you put your head to it, but they ain't say what would happen if you put your head through it. We throw up gang signs and put down lane rounds. They put my time in the cup, just to waste mine. We drowning in water, that's only waistline. If we just stand up, we won't drown. I'm bringing you truth, but the truth weigh pounds. And they spiritually weak, they can't get it off the ground. They nicknamed us Negroes, but we super Hebrew heroes. I'm just trying to wake my people, yeah.
We've been trotted down all of our life, and our eyes closed, so we can't see the light. And they call us criminals, and they treat us like some animals. They call us Negroes to disguise who we are. Deuteronomy 28, 68 explains it all. And they call us criminals, then we must be thieves, 'cause we still here. Yeah.
We buy shoes more than we find clues. Did y'all know Michael Jordan fund private jails? And guess who they put in them private cells? Negroes. It's true that the world out to get us. We abandoned our protector, now we unprotected. It will be the end of the world today. A black man is elected. Radars was built for us, don't think you going undetected. We've been disrespected, neglected, and rejected. And that's just by our own people. This is the end, but we in last day too. Got a long road, but you won't make it halfway through. Government shut down, just the mask they use. Confusing all the masses on the cash they abuse. When they can just print more, I just pray you know what you in for.
We can try to down all of our life, and our eyes closed, so we can't see the light. And they call us criminals, and they treat us like some animals. They call us Negroes to disguise who we are. Deuteronomy 28, 68 explains it all. And they call us criminals, then we must be thieves, 'cause we're still here.
We're back tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Yohanathan alongside with Brother Dwayne. We have John Boy in the Lions Den again, bringing to you Redemption 3.
Okay, let's go to Revelation 14, verse 9.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
Keep going.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, And whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
Okay. Now, we finna get ready to go into John, boy, RFID. And we know that's the mark of the beast. But the reason I want the brother to go here, because read verse 10 for me again.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
And in the presence of the Lamb, because there's some sisters and brothers who I speak to, you know, dealing with different, you know, we try to speak to them and they're dealing with Christianity. They're saying they're covered with the covenant of the blood or Jesus. And I showed them right here, well, if you're listening to your pastor and they moving you into, they moving everything into where everything is going to be on an electronic grid, and you receive this grid and you take that chip, Christ going to watch you burn. It says that same, that same shall drink, that same is the people that took the chip, that same shall drink of the wine of the wrath for the Most High Power, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So Christ is going to be standing right there watching these people burn too. So I had to bring that out. Let's go, RFID.
Wow. When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself. Three.
I don't need to sell. I made it this far. I ain't trying to fail. RFID, yeah. That's the devil's plan. RFID, yeah. That's the devil's plan.
I rely on the Lord to eat. I will never take your mark. I know it come from that beast. You can't see truth, cause it's small as a grain of rice. Don't need no whole bag. This one chip will change your life. If you saying this ain't the mark, you must be blind or just scared. If you get in line for your road to Israel, stop there. You say this ain't the mark, then why in the world did they make it for? And if I gotta go, you can keep your two-way radio. He calls us all, great or small, rich or poor, free or slave, to receive a mark in they right hand or in they face. He calls us all, great or small, rich or poor, free or slave, to receive a mark in they right hand or in they face.
I don't need to buy.
Pastor, what you waiting on? Go and get your Satan on. You deceiving your people. No, that couldn't be me. Getting that tax-free money under that 501c3. You act good with me, be you fishy of the deep sea. Y'all, I'ma tell you the truth, to tell you the truth. They won't get a chip in your Obamacare. Why they call it that when he don't? I used to be foolish, but you can't fool me no more. Now I'm fully aware, now I'm awake, I see this a joke. He calls us all, great or small, rich or poor.
free a slave to receive a mark in they right hand or in they face. He calls it fall, great or small. Rich or poor, free a slave to receive a mark in they right hand or in they face.
I don't need to buy, I don't need to sell. I made it this far, I ain't trying to fail.
Alright, you tuned in to the Lions Den. Warriors in Christ, I'm Brother Jonathan alongside with the Brother Dwayne on the Sabbath. Tonight we have John Boy in the Lions Den bringing to you Redemption 3. That was RFID. Great track, one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. I did like a little infomercial commercial thing because I seen something on YouTube about it. And I just, you know, took the video and then put the song on there. You know, I think that song, the reason why I did that song with, you know, a nice beat, like rhythm to it, because, you know our people, we like bass and rhythm, you know. So I figured maybe more people will hear it and want to sit there and listen to it if it had a good beat, nice beat and feel to it. You know, because I didn't know if I wanted to do it that way or do it, you know, a mellow type beat and really explain. But, you know, it came out that way, so, you know, that's what the Spirit led me to do it that way, so.
Most definitely. That was a hard track, man, most definitely.
Most definitely. I should have spin it again. Nah, I'm just playing, so. So, man, radio frequency identification chip, RFID, you know what I'm saying? We already know. You can't buy a cell with that implant. So we already know that's the mark of the beast. And they bring it through the Obamacare. The song is 100% on point, like you always are, brother. And I'd like to tell you again, thank you for coming to the line again, and we salute you one more game.
Okay.
I appreciate that. So, and all glory to the Father for bringing us together like this anyway.
Yeah, most definitely. I remember when we first spoke, man, how we spoke about wanting to come together and just, you know, in one peaceful union. And, you know, this now, you know, operated to the Father. That been months ago, and we're in Orion 2, and the light has been.
Right. I had sent you a text, Wayne. I don't think you saw it, but I know we Mav, he's been in the, Mav been in the den, like, the whole show, man.
Man, is that Mav? That's
the LBC
number, man. Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're about to bring you in, Brother Mav. If you listen, brother, be ready. We're about to bring you in properly. One moment, I'll... Shabbat shalom, Brother Mav. You there? Tuned into the Lions.
Shabbat shalom, family.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Everything good.
Well,
everything
man.
Good.
Yeah.
Word.
Hey, sorry, man. I'm looking at the 213. I remember Snoop Dogg with the LBC 213.
Yeah, for real.
My bad.
If you don't knock it off.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, man.
I'm just chilling. Yeah, I've been here since y'all started, man. Good show, brothers. Good show.
Oh yeah, man. I was telling them about the, you know, the tracks, man. You know, hopefully, you know, we can bring the people some more music, you know, to just keep it going until we can't go no more.
Yeah. So what you're saying, what you're saying exactly?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, they just keep bringing them that stuff, because I know you holding on some beats, man. I know you got some beats over there, so whenever you're ready to go again, you already know I'm ready. So, you know, just we can start again.
Okay. No doubt, my brother. I'm on to that one there. Yeah, I got a lot of beats, man. I'm about to get some hooks back, man, from this favorite singer of mine. You know what I mean? When I get them, it's gonna be on. You know, this cat, he sing real nice, man. And he gonna grace some hooks, and we gonna do it like that there. I got a couple of other ones I wanna do too. But this week been deep right here, man. We're having a lot going on. My days is going so fast, man. I mean, it's time to go to sleep so quick, you know. So, yep, I planned on getting on that Sunday. So, be looking for something like Monday or Tuesday.
Hold on one second, Bron.
All right.
Give out the number real fast, John, because we're finna get to go into overtime.
Yeah, for anybody who might get kicked off, the number to continue to stay on the show is 754-300-6344. Once again, that number is 754-300-6344. That's going to be your number to, you know, continually ride out with the brethren on the Shabbat. If you get bumped out of the Lions Den, because we're coming up on overtime in 30 seconds. Okay.
And I don't know how many people y'all got in the queue or if y'all got anybody in the queue, but, you know, I wanted a couple brothers to come through, man, and just, you know, chop it up with me. Cause I only talk to a lot of brothers and sisters over Facebook. You know, I never really get to talk to them, you know, as personal as we can get. So, you know, if you got a couple in there, you know, if you can bring them through just to chop it up for a little bit, if you got something in there.
Yeah, you know, no doubt. We absolutely got a couple of brothers or sisters. I'm not even sure. Hold on, somebody calling in the line right now. Hold on one second. All right, we all in the lines then. I just had, we're going to take our first caller, actually. I'm not sure if it's a brother, sister, somebody from an 810. We absolutely tuned into the Lions Den. Brother, sister, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, right?
Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Shabbat Shalom. What's up with y'all? I've been tuning in to y'all since y'all been on, man. I just wanted to say that my boy John Boy, like, man, Redemption 3. Man.
Bless you, brother.
That's a really good show. I ain't never had nothing like it in my life. Mainstream ain't got nothing on this.
That's all glory to the Father, my brother.
Man, you good, brother.
I'm sorry, man. What's your name, brother? I'm sorry. What's your name and where you calling from? I'm sorry about that.
I'm calling from Mississippi. My brother just called me Ock Chop.
Okay.
Ock Chop, come on, man.
Yeah.
What's good, Chop?
What's going on, Brother John? Brother Yuan.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
You know, I was just calling just to show some love. Keep on doing your thing. I didn't know you had some more secrets in the closet with the afternoon talk. I was like, okay, he bumped me upside the head. He just came out with a mixtape. I'm trying to catch up with him.
What
did
he say his name is?
Huh?
Go ahead, Chop. Hello, I can't hear you. Say that again.
Huh?
Well, what's your name again? I couldn't hear y'all. Broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, Ock Chop. That was the brothers just called me. They just called me Ock Chop.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was just coming to show my love to Brother Juwan Thug real quick, you know. Just wishing everybody a good Shabbat and hoping that we just stay strong in this truth and do what we're supposed to do so we can get that good kingdom. I know everybody's on that rush.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Definitely appreciate that call, brother. Just since you called in on the secondary line, just put your phone on mute, but you'll remain in the queue. So just mute your phone, mute your background, and we're gonna take the next caller, brother.
All right.
All right, brother. Shalom. Have a good one.
Shalom. All right, we're gonna be taking the call from. You got a 336 area code. We're going to be bringing you in. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom, brother. This is Warriors in Christ. What's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
This is Brother Polo Coat, man. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay. Polo Coat.
John, boy, what good, bro? I'm just calling, you know what I'm saying? Show some love. Tell him I appreciate him for blessing the song, man. That was a true blessing.
Oh, man, look, y'all came through with it, man. I just did my little part, man. This is the brother I was telling that did the song, Chug.
Man, I heard the brothers play it, man. Hey, look, I thought I was in the industry then when I heard them.
Okay.
I done made it big. Boy, I had to call in, show some love for that, man. That was a good feeling right there, man. Praise the Father.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all family right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
just salute
the brother.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Y'all brother keep doing y'all thing, man, to do it to the end.
Oh, yeah, all day, man. You too, man. Hey, matter of fact, put your YouTube out there, man, because I know I butchered y'all YouTube. So put your YouTube out there so they can check you out.
All right, it's Polo Co, man. It's P-O-L-O-H space C-O.
Okay.
Yeah, check that. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man. Wife listen to that. It's just different all day, every day. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, look, go to work as soon as you wake up, 5 o'clock in the morning, all the way till she get out of work.
Okay.
Hey, bro.
Look,
yeah,
all
listen.
Day. I ain't gonna lie to you. Uh huh.
Oh, listen, you do the same thing with the you know, doing that good Hebrew music, pushing that truth. So, Lee, we got your number, man. We're going to be getting in contact with you. So we're getting ready to come to the lines then, brother.
I appreciate that, brother. Yeah, y'all can just give me a call, man. You know, I'm with it all day, whenever y'all ready for it.
Right. And the last brother, too, I know he's still on, man. I got your number. So I got you locked in. We're going to be giving you a shout, brother. You know what I'm saying? Warriors in Christ, we reach and salute the brethren, man, and, you know, it's all love, brother. So, you know, we're keeping it, you know, one unit, man. That's what it is. You know, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yes, sir. All love. Praise the Father, man. That's a blessing.
Oh, that's a big Hebrew.
Yes, sir. All day. Every day.
Yeah,
all right, brother. Show some love, man. Keep up on that Redemption 3. I've been listening the whole time. That's over off the chain. Praise the Father.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to the Father, man. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. Hold it down, brother.
Yeah, brother.
All right. All right. So, we got somebody else in the queue. They actually, their name pops up. This is, I think it's Octavia.
Don't call their name. I just hit it in.
Oh, just pull them in?
Just pull them in.
Well, they don't put their name on the blog, so I mean, you know, really. The whole world see who they is. But okay, I'm pulling you in. I just don't want no surprises for the person. But Octavia, you coming in right now. You tuning into the Lion's Den. Hey, what's going on?
Good long. Yeah, I'm from the UK, man. I was previously tuned into another show, and for some reason, you guys appeared, so it seems as though I needed to be here. So I've just fast and
safe.
Okay.
Okay, that's what's up. You in the UK, that's what's up, brother.
Internationally known, brother. Internationally known. I told you.
International.
So how you liking the show, brother?
Yo, I'm liking the music, man. I'm from a musical background myself. So I've taken a few notes with regards to a few of you dudes regarding the YouTube channel. I think it was Super Summer 123.
Yeah, Super Say 123.
Yeah. I got that. I'm on that. So, I just wanted to share some love, man, and stick around.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. And look, if you want to do some music, man, like, I'm all down for it, man.
Man, I make beats, man. So, for sure. That goes without saying. So, if you could forward me some contact information, as you've already blew my name up worldwide right about now.
Sorry about that. Sorry, bro.
It's all good. Hey, well, you on my YouTube, man. If you can just inbox me on the YouTube, and I just get back to you.
I do that. Set speed. Say a word, man. It's all good.
Okay, cool, man.
All right, then, people. Listen, I'm gonna skip back a little because it's going like 4 a.m. here in the morning. I didn't anticipate staying up this long, but like I said, it's like I was meant to have stayed on. And I was listening, like I said, I was listening to previous show, and for some reason, you guys came on the same line that I was still on. You know what I'm saying? So everything happens for a reason, right?
Right.
Yeah,
most definitely. Praise the higher. Yeah.
Hey, brother. You can do too, our contact is warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com.
Hold on. You know what would be easy? Somebody drop that into my Skype window.
Skype window? Yeah, I got Skype. You said a Skype window?
Yeah. That would be a hell of a lot easier on my part if you could just drop that in the Skype window.
Just give me the information I need. I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Look, I've just typed it on just random. Can you see that?
Hey, where would we find that at? I don't see. That's in the chat. What are you talking about, Dwayne?
No, he's talking about on Skype. We're not on Skype right now.
Yeah, we're not on Skype right now, brother.
Oh, I've connected through Skype to you, right?
Well, let's see. I got a counselor. If you give me a contact real quick.
All right, my contact.
Yeah.
All right, it's Thy Collective.
Feel it?
Yeah. It's THY.
You say
EHY?
No,
he's a
Tango.
THY.
Yeah, THY Collective.
Okay, Collective.
Gmail.
Okay, no doubt.
Just drop me a link, man, and we'll take it from there.
No doubt. You'll be getting one from Warriors in Christ.
No problem.
Tomorrow.
Well, listen, I'm going to love you and leave you, man, because like I said, man, I was just itching to get on, so I've said my piece. It's all good, man.
No doubt. I'll praise to the Most High.
Yeah, done now.
Okay, we get in touch with
you. All right, squeeze somebody else in.
All right,
have a great one.
All right, that's what's up, man. Let them know. We all over the globe right now. You already know.
John Boy linking up with the Benjamites.
Yeah. Southern Tribe, Southern Kingdom. Okay. We got another caller about to bring you in. You tune into the Lion's Den 662. One moment. You on live. You tuned into the Lion's Den. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Akim.
Shabbat shalom, brother. What's going on? What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Brother Samuel Allah from Mississippi area, man. They want to support my brother, John Boy.
What's up, Sam?
Shalom, Mark, man. You back at it again, man. I remember when we was on the first time, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to hit you up, too, after the show, too, man. So
okay.
Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, and to the brothers that's over the show, man, y'all brothers keep doing the work. You know, much love, man, for creating this avenue for brothers to get their music out. And that's all I had to say, man.
Yeah, man, you have a strong album, man, you know. Pray to move on.
No, definitely. Yes, you're welcome. I got you locked in, too, right about now, too, man. So we're going to 9 out of 10 be getting at you, brother, because like I said, we keep it open for the brothers who calling on the higher body, Shem and Shia, and, you know, doing things for the Father, man. So we're going to be getting at you, Warriors in Christ, for sure.
Okay, so is it a number I could get directly to one of y'all, or just holler at John on
that? Yeah. Nah, you can actually, you can hit this number here, actually. It's, 754-300. You got a pen out, or what?
Yeah, the other brother, let me make sure I got it in my Skype. He just sent it to me. The brother, Ock Chop, man. We all be, you know, try to stay linked up, man, because we need each other in these last days, you know.
Trust me. Hit us up, man, anytime.
Yeah, the 754, right?
Yeah, 754-300-6344. And if you
just
leave a message,
get
man.
Down, brother.
No doubt, no doubt. We look forward to hearing from you and linking in, brother, for sure.
Okay, man. Yeah, y'all continue doing the work. May the Most High bless y'all, man. And Shabbat shalom to everybody listening.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
y'all. That's what's up, man. So we took care of all the callers, man. Yeah, that's what's up. Brother John Boy for putting that out there, man. These brothers been waiting the whole show, man, and it's a blessing, man, to see. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping it Israel, you know. We linked in and, you know, just doing it for the Father. We got Brother Mav still right here in the queue as well. Mav, you on. Your mic is on. You there? Mav might have faded out, but, you know, we still got the show going, so.
No, I'm here. I'm here. Shabbat
shalom. Okay. No doubt. So we all in the queue doing our thing, and we still got a couple of tracks we have not played. So I actually want to get into another one of the tracks that I like. You know, I like all of them, but this is one of my, you know, my track that I play when I first get in the whip. So nothing new. Redemption 3, John Boy. You tuned into the Lions Den, Warriors of Christ.
Next.
First of all, blessed be the king, everything look new, cause you fresh up on the scene, they had the game sold up, now we busting through the seams, and it seemed reality more far-fetched than a dream, my cursed condition, the only thing being compromised, everything is coming true, that was prophesied, everything up in your church is being idolized, even the little truth outweighs a lot of lies, ain't nothing new, it's the same old routine, might change the game, but it's the same old two teams, to access this truth, you gon' need a key card. If you play Jekyll and Hyde, we'll seek y'all. It's a famine, but you ready for an eat-off. If it ain't Nimrod, then it's Esau. Ecclesiastes 1 ain't nothing new. Well, that explains deja vu.
teacher, but I teach you a lesson. Ain't nothing new, it's the point I keep stressing. The past is the future is the present. Trying to find truth, it's painful to my people. Like trying to find straws in a stack of needles. We in bullcrap, we live like dumb beetles. Obadiah 1-4, who is all the eagle? This circle of life will make you dizzy if you hate it. This my second go around, but I ain't reincarnated. Reevaluated, your life is animated. My nerve is pretty bad and my soul is aggravated. Not you, only the father can hurt me. So to him I beg for mercy.
We're back tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, with Brother Jonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We have Hebrew All-Star John Boy and the Lions Den bringing to you Redemption 3. Also, we got Brother Mav chilling in the den with us on the Shabbat, you know, keeping Hebrew. Real quick announcement. I just got a shout-out from the Brother Yakal. He just wanted to tell everybody a higher rock a thumb. You know, he wanted to bless everybody in the name of the Most High. So I wanted to definitely put that out there. Shout out to the Brother Yakal for coming on last week and starting the engine on that Shabbat Shalom Freestyle Friday, you know what I'm saying, that we took off the ground last week. So shout out to that brother right there, man. So he just said no doubt too. He hit me up, so. He listened.
Your cow.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So that's what's happening, man. No doubt.
Hey, check this out, man. We in overtime and we got, let's see, we got some more tracks. We got some more tracks. Redemption 3 is not over, but yet and still, we finna mess with you one more again, John, and it's the last time. So get ready to do this. You ready?
Don't forget, we got Mav in there too now. We got Mav in there, 213.
Oh, okay, the 213. Oh, that's what's up. West Coast flavor with the East Coast flavor on this great beat. Y'all ready?
Okay, okay.
Go ahead and we're grinding right quick, man. Give him something to flow on.
Miles, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Give him Nas. Nas, give him the major look. Give him that.
No. Wow. Now let me get that other one out.
The last
one you had before that. Yeah, y'all want me to jump it off?
About the Benjamins too. Okay, if you don't, I will. It's all good. Whatever.
Okay. Let me get the one you had on before that. It's a little slower.
Okay. One moment.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, check it out. I ain't never try to flow with the truth, but I'ma go ahead and run it like I'm sitting in the booth. Yeah. You know what the name is. Hebrew Israelite, you know what the game is. Coming straight up out of that pink tank. That 16-11. Who we get to heaven? Yeah. The kingdom of Jacob, doing this for my Hebrews to wake up. And that's just the way it goes. When I step up the flow, to my people roll. People know, out of my business. And that's the way I'm going to go ahead and get this. Because this is not for you. This is for us, the ones who are true. You are a causer. You are not the people. You ain't with the Most High. You are evil. And that's just as plain as I can say it. And I'ma go ahead and spit it till you know I ain't playing. Yeah. John Boy in the building. And you know my boy keeps on feeling that realness. Shout out to Jahanathan. That's my brother. And you know we gonna keep walking on. All the way to the end of the show. Shout out to Dwayne, you know how it go. And your cow, great dad. My boy find a wife, where you at? Yeah. My boy find a wife, where you at? That's the way we do it.
Yeah.
And we do it with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to start that one over, man. Y'all boys there, y'all good? Y'all tuned into the Lions Den. Everybody gravy?
Oh yeah.
Hey. Thank you. I'll wait for I chopped to hop on that piece, man. I chopped never came through.
Oh, you said I chop on the... Oh, yeah, hold on. I chop on the line, too. My bad. Yeah. You there, Chop?
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
We can hear you, brother. Just you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Wow.
You know, y'all, my head, I got dropped out the call.
You good, brother. You back in the den, brother. You wanna try some of that out or what? What's going on?
Okay, I hear something, so
I'm going to run it back from the top. Let's get it. All right, Chop.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Start that over. We got to hear you. Can't hear you. Start that over.
Yeah. I thought you got your computer on and your phone right next to it, or what?
You said what now?
I said you got your phone on and your computer right next to it, or what?
Nah, I ain't even next to my computer.
Okay. Because it's coming in like extra, extra loud. Extra. Like a little distorted, man. So.
What does it sound like?
Yeah, just rip it just like that, bro. Straight up.
All right.
We coming back with that beat for you, man. About so long. Lions Den. Tuned in.
Or this was a favorite beat of mine too.
Okay.
I'ma start it off like Rihanna trying to do it.
Okay.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself praying, cause I can't redeem myself. Hey, they don't want to do it like us Hebrews. We get in here, we party like some Hebrews. Ain't no party like a Hebrew party on the supply. We drink wine and we don't get no sloppy, no drunk. And we tell them, call me Yasharala. Stiff pump, I'm Yasharala. Hey, those deuces are them heathen that don't wanna take the blood of Christ. See, me, I'ma follow that law, and I'ma keep my head in that law. Being brother Samuel Rada and your one time. We get deep inside the scripture, get that understanding. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. And therefore I'ma get my understanding. And in another time my father gon' speak to me and my people, and I be screaming. Let me quit.
Alright. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. This
And if I keep going, the Father might keep blessing. Something came on me to keep going. Hey, tell them they ain't catching up to us. We fired them quick to tell them catch up. The pastor tried to argue me down, but I be like, hold on, you can't treat me like no clown. I'm drunk inside that milk of the scripture. So now I'm eating meat. Now it's real tough, he don't need the meat. They say eat the pork, but I don't eat the pork. I just eat the beef. No one stress the beef. I don't eat the beef. Make me a salad.
Let me quit. Hey, that was up though. I gotta stop it on that one. That
one's salad. Salad, straight up. Go to public.
Wifey told me. She said she know I could do better.
Hey man, it's new man. It's the Shabbat Shalom Freestyle Friday. We just implementing. It's something new, man. So we catching a lot of brothers off guard, but at the same time, see, moving forward, we understand that we know y'all brothers gonna have this thing, you know, over the top. You know, so that's what's up, man. We just trying to do something new, keeping the Hebrew. So,
true, good, brother. You good. We
playing
all
around. Playing around.
That's it.
Having fun.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. Us Hebrews, we still got to enjoy ourselves too.
Mhm. Right.
Amen.
Okay. John Boy.
Yep.
Yo, John Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Check this out. Is this talk to the people about around right quick. That's not from Redemption or talk to us.
Oh no, that's from this new album I'm trying to do, From the Ruins to the Kingdom. And I figure, you know, I let y'all play it first, then I just put it out about a week or so.
Okay, then.
It's called
Make It or Not.
Well, okay, hold on. I don't even see if I got to refresh the computer.
Yo,
one moment.
Refresh it. This is exclusive from John Boy. What's the name of that album again, John Boy?
It's called From the Ruins to the Kingdom.
All right. Barcelona World, you tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ.
From the ruins to the kingdom.
Once I fell in love, I never fell asleep. Well, since I'm up, I'ma play a beat. Grab two pens, it been a bad week. So I write my wrongs on this white sheet. Now something became nothing. Was in the dark, now it's public. My reflection was a deception. That man in the mirror, I wasn't. My history was missing here. Found out what I didn't hear. These tinted windows couldn't see through. Now I cracked the glass, now it's crystal clear. Now I don't wanna be who I wanna be. Just needed to be myself. End up going around in a circle so fast I started to chase myself. I would never give up until I fall. If I do give anything, it will be my all. Indoor in the meanwhile, he on speed dial if I got a call, and I do. And if I make one call, then my problems go poof. And if I make two calls, then your existence is through. Praise the Father for this gold mine. Praise the Father, I'll find this wealth. No obstacle can stand in my way. I can make a mountain go drown itself. That's no doubt, no doubt. My eyes, that's real talk. Give it all to the Father. This is the result. My God is stronger. You just lost by default.
From the ruins to the kingdom.
All right, you tuned in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ.
John Boy.
Around.
Yeah, I just said that, you know, that's off the new album I'm trying to do, man. And I need to probably just put them all out at one time. But what it do is if I put them out, you know, space it out, that give me time to, you know, do some more stuff. That way it ain't too many, you know, I ain't waiting too long to hear some new stuff, so. I mean, I got it complete, it's done, but I just, you know, I should just put out at one time. And another thing is, I don't have a good form for somebody to download, you know, the whole album. So I got to put it out where you can just, you know, pick the songs. Like, you can't really just download it all at one time. So, you know, so, but yeah, I'm going to be putting the more songs out.
Man, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah, that's nice, man. Yeah, I like that.
You know, the way you got it now, man, you know what I'm saying? You dropping, man. You go to Reverb, you done drop something new. Boom, go to Facebook, you done drop something new. So you always dropping. So, shoot, you going in, you know what I'm saying? So you most definitely with this redemption, man, you know, it was well deserved because you got over. Man, you got an arsenal of songs, so it was well deserved for you all.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man. Chop got some songs, man. You need to go ahead and drop. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Chop. You got some songs too, man, and I need to check that brother out too.
Man. Yeah. What's your information, Chop? Man, I got my pen and paper. I already got your number. Definitely gonna be hitting you up. So, what can we find your information? Let the world know, you know, why you right now. You international. Let them know.
Mostly, you could just catch me. Yeah, you just catch me on Facebook at Chop Block Deep. It'll be C H O P P B L O K K and end the beats with a Z.
See, that's why I asked.
that's why I asked what his name was, because, brother, I hit you up the other day, and you hit Shalom back, and I told John, I said, I got to get back at this brother, man. That's why I asked. Did you talk to him? Hey,
Chop block. So you already got the info, because, okay, that's cool. If you already
I hit him up on a Facebook a friend request, and he hit back, and then I hit him up, and he hit back Shalom. And then I was telling you, man, I got to get back with that brother.
I mean, all you got to do is just hit me up, and I hit everybody back.
You had hit back. You hit I'm back. I had to get back with you.
I make it clear when I want to get on a song with somebody, you know, we got to be on the same thing. We calling on the same name.
That's the only way you're going to get on this radio show. You got to be a higher by Hashem Yeshaya.
Hold on, man.
Hold on one second, because let me go over here right quick, because I want you to speak on this right quick. Hold on, because I had not seen something. I want to holler at you back.
Hey, my...
Hold on, I'm going to your phone. Page right quick. I'm going to your page right quick. Hold on one second.
My phone might die out on y'all, man. If it do, man, I just want to, you know, wish y'all a blessed Sabbath, man. But I'm going to hang on to while it's alone.
Okay, yeah, no doubt, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, because we already know, man, you know, good family, man, you know what I'm saying? It's getting a little late. We already know. Hold on one second, y'all. I'm trying to, I need you to speak on this song for me right quick. Dang, I'm over looking all the way down your page because I can't find something. Hold on.
What you trying to find something? You on John Boy?
Yeah, it's on.
It's
one of the last ones that I did. No, I think it was something earlier. Hold on, because when I was looking at the page, hold on one second. Man, I loved it. I was like, man, I got to holler at you on that little piece.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm almost down.
It's all about that. When I see some stuff, I just repost everything that's good.
Yeah, y'all boys be wildin' with the little bitch scripts, too. I be seeing that. You two be wildin' with the little bitch scripts. He come to get you. Hey, he got one little bit of script where he come to get John out of jail. John talking about some, when I say Hebrew, I mean myself. Hold on, I'm trying to get to you. My bad for holding y'all up.
Sure. I'm trying to get there myself.
I'm trying to get there. I'll tell you what, go to a track. And then that way, go to a track, John. And then by the time we come back, I should have it.
All right, I'm going to Our World. Yeah, that's a laid-back, nice little vibe out track right there. One moment.
I rule the world like we used to rule it, you know what I do, cause we used to do it. Besides winning every fight, I make sure my people eat every night. We would live royal lives, we would double what you ask, cause we don't care the price. No sorrow, let the hurt pass, and if we had to fly, it's beyond first class, yeah. Gather, cause we are the church and we are the pastors. Well, little problems become a big matter, and I take your burden on, bro. Let me clear it up if you heard me wrong, bro. Mansions that them Gentiles couldn't even fathom. It might take four blocks just to pass them. Living with no care, smell of joy in the air, yeah.
Chopped in the building with us right about now toward the end of the show. So, Dwayne, you got that yet, man? You still trying to find that?
Yeah, I got it. Let John speak on that track right quick. If he ain't dropped, he still in?
I believe he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm still right I'm here. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that track is just, you know, when I got the beat, and it was just a mellow, laid-back beat, and most of the song was just, you know, the hook. So, you know, I just put a couple of verses on there. Just something to chill out to, like the brother was saying.
Oh, yeah. That's a little chill-out song. Chill-out track. Devin's going to appreciate it.
Most definitely. Chuck.
Yeah.
Check this out. Talk to me. We're going to put this out for you next week. But we want you to speak on this because it caught my attention. It's called The Chosen Ones.
Oh. That one right there? Oh, man. When I mean, I heard the original song. Future did the original song, and I ended up hearing the song, and I kept on hearing it. People passing by in their cars playing the song, and I was like, man, they got a nice beat to it. I was like, man, I bet I could take it and put some Hebrew spunk into it and tear it up.
Right,
it'd be something good for my people. And I'd be like, and I was thinking about it, and it just hit me. And then the song just came together. Then it came over me, and, you know, it came out to how it was. It just came out to how it was.
Okay, that's what's up. We're going to get with you and you get that over to us, and we can have that in the lines then, and you back in the lines then next week. Because when I first heard it, I was like, hold on, man. Because the first thing I seen, because I seen what the evil, what is it called, the one, the beat you did when Shawab and John Bone.
The root of evil?
Yeah, the root of evil. That's the first thing I seen. I was like, oh, okay, this the dude who did the beat. Because, you know, then that's how I was, you know, listening to John Boy, and that's when I first heard Shawab. So then, I'm like, it's quite naturally fitting that I run across the individual that did the beat. So,
what, for the root of evil?
Yeah.
I ain't do the beat for the root of evil.
Who did that?
I don't know. You had to ask about that.
Oh, no, nah, the root of evil.
I mean,
I
ain't do the root of evil.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, he do beats, though. Now, that root of evil, I got off the net. Yeah, and then I hit up chopping a Shawab on that one.
Oh, okay. But that's how I end up on your page. When I see now, I say, hold on. That's how I end up on your page, but then I was going down farther, and then I seen that. And that's when I was like, man. And that's when Dawa didn't let me ask. Matter of fact, last week, Dawa, you brought your name up again. And that's when I said, man, I sent out a request to you, and you answered back. And you said, Shalom, but I was telling John I got to get back with you. But you in the den now, so we welcome you back to the den next week.
I mean, you got my trade. All you gotta do is just hit me up.
We're gonna have to figure that one out too, bro. Cause you know I'm gonna be on another continent to be the Lord's will next week. So the time frame gonna be way different. Like where I'm gonna be at, it's like 6 hours ahead. So like right now it's what is it? It's like five. No, it's like going on 6 o'clock in the morning where I'm gonna be at or whatever. So, but we gonna still try to work it out though, man. That'll be exciting to record the show from over there. So, long as they got strong internet, man, I'm game, you know. So, you know, me and Dwayne will be chopping it up, man. But yeah, next week just look forward to jumping in the lion's den, brother, and bringing forth, you know, the music or whatever out so we can let the world know who you are. You know,
all right.
Most definitely, cause what we gonna do? I got you as a friend on the, you know, Facebook. We got you as a friend on Facebook, so we gonna chop it up that way. We got your number, whatever. However, John Boy, no, we gonna keep in touch. We got 9 minutes left. John Boy, tell us what you want us to do.
Oh man, we'll chop welcome tracks. You know, we want y'all to hear. We can roll with that. I mean, we did mostly all the redemption. So you know, we could just roll with that. If, you know, whoever got some tracks they want people to hear, you know, we can shoot them out real quick.
It's 8 minutes. And they have to get it to me email, and then I have to load it on real fast.
Oh,
yeah, we probably ain't gonna be able to. Yeah, we probably won't be able to squeeze nothing in.
Be best, I know your brother's got some information, some good information for us. I had a brother hit me up on wanting to come on his radio show to talk about some of the info I was putting up out there. And most of the info I was getting at that time was from you brothers. And I'm like, if you know, you should hit them brothers up. That's where I'm getting my information from. So if y'all got something, you know, that y'all want to put out there, you know, pertaining to Israel, you know, we can grab that.
Yeah, hey Wayne, what happened to the information you were supposed to put up, man, with Professor Griff? You didn't get that?
I was gonna that'd say that,
perfect.
But
next week,
because what's going on with that is that gonna go along with respect to persons. What's going on is I was listening to the Wednesday's blog, and I heard Professor Griff on that, and how the brother was. More like when they were trying to speak on unity, coming together, because he was ranting about how the Illuminati is so powerful and they can't be stopped. But the brothers was more like, well, how could we come together? We come if you knowing they this all powerful, it has to be a way that they could be stopped. So Elder Gabbar and Gaji was more like trying to talk to the brother, like, well, how could we come together to, you know, if you could see what's going on, how could we come together? And the brother was more like didn't want to come together, but I was sitting watching YouTube, and I come across him on the Alex, it's old, too, I come across him on the Alex Jones thing, he just saying, Alex Jones got the platform for we could come together and we could come together against these powers of the world. And I'm thinking to myself, I just heard you on, brother, how he saying Alex Jones, you could come together with Alex Jones, but when the brothers want to come together, you don't want to come together. So me, I was just like, that don't sound right. You know? And then I kept watching it and come to find out they was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something like that, Public Enemy. So I said, okay, man. So me, I just see it's an agenda behind that, man. So I'm just looking at it like, is Israel need to, well, what you saying?
No. I was about to go. But you go ahead. You can finish real quick.
But what I'm saying is like, if we gonna, we the ones who see what time it is, we understand we got to come together and operate together. The ones who don't want to come together, they don't want to come together because they got an agenda against the ones who actually trying to come together and be Christ-like. So maybe if y'all look into that, he was on the Alex Jones show and then compare when he was on the Wednesday's blog and hear how the brother was more like not wanting to come together with people who want to come together. But then on this other platform, he's speaking about how through Alex Jones, he could come together and they could work on them issues. So to me, it was like, it just didn't sound right. So we'll bring that out next week, too.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way when you said it. I'm like, and he ended up answering a question under his own situation when he got to talking. He answered the question. And I don't know if y'all caught that. He answered the question. After he was trying to dog a bar about it, he ended up answering the question. But yeah, like, I'm starting to realize that a lot of these spokespeople that we listen to, you know, who are supposed to be independent, doing their own thing, is all planned. It's all pre-planned. Like, I was listening to the brother, it's an older guy, and he'd been doing a lot of stuff. He was a comedian. He wrote for a lot of people, but he's on the truth movement, you know.
I know
he's
talking about.
Conspiracy movement.
Something about, yeah,
Gregory,
I know exactly
what's his name? Gregory something, Dr. Gregory something. I can't remember, but, you know, I was listening to the man. He's very smart. He's a very smart brother. And he bringing out all types of information that's good to know. But when people came to him and started trying to bring in faith and even it was just a form of religion, though, but they tried to bring the Most High into it, with God, you know, they don't really know, understand, but he didn't want to deal with that. He said, yeah, your God is you. Your God is you in the universe. You know what I'm saying? He was telling them that God don't matter. God ain't going to save you out of this. Just understand what I'm talking about. So they bring up, the governments have put so many pieces in so many different spots. So you go somewhere else thinking you done got away from something, and you went something else. And then you get away from that thinking you done got away from something, and end up in something else. So all these people out here, I done better my mind about it. I say all these people out here who ain't calling on the Mosaic, who ain't dealing with Scripture, is dealing with a plan, is a stumbling block, you know? Because it don't make no sense, Kyle. How they can go somewhere else and say something else and do something else, but you bring up the Most High or anything, oh, that's stupid. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And we understand black people as a people is a spiritual people for a reason. And for people to be like, nah, don't deal with that. I don't deal with that. You see how amped up he got? Like, yeah, you come talking about the Bible. That ain't me. And try to cuss the brothers out about it. But you ain't do that on Alex Jones' show.
Right.
But yeah, man,
exactly.
I done made up my mind. Right, right. Yeah, you right on point about it. I need to take that Alex Jones out completely, like you were saying. And, but yeah, man, I made up my mind. Everything out here is set up for us. So when we leave one thing, we into another one. I don't know if y'all heard about Brother Polite and all these say guys. Now they popping up because people now coming into the truth. And now they out. Their mission was at first to battle each other. Now if y'all know that they're attacking the Hebrew Israelites now. All camps. They going at all camps. They ain't going to come at GOCC and some other camps out here with some understanding. They going after these brothers who out for themselves, who dealing with idolatry and madness. You know what I'm saying? They going after them. So when people try to come into the truth, they're like, yeah, light already dealt with them. Hebrew Israelites ain't about nothing. Not really coming at some brothers with some understanding. I wouldn't say the brothers got understanding, but they doctrine is kind of flawed. You understand? Like they deal with some madness. So he going after
them. They calling on a false god.
Exactly, man. So now Brother Polite and them, they starting to rise up. It's a big thing with them. It's another stumbling block, man. First it was the Muslim, now it's about to be this. See, and what he is, he ain't even full Egyptology. He's something all different altogether. He put woman as the god. But even though he deal with Egyptology, that ain't, you know, he only deal with a form of it. He dealing with